time now to take five for your community in service of the Legends Village on Troy Road in Washington. You'll love the living at the Legends. Jane Ann Beard with us. Kelly Cummins, our guest today, talking about a big blood drive. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for coming in. Well, we're back, Jane Ann, because this Wednesday's the day. It's been a great success already. So successful. In fact, you opened up some more spots for this thing.
Yes, we're so grateful to the Red Cross to be able to get some additional staff, and another 20 slots opened up. But I think half of them are already gone.
And that's great.
That's cool.
A community stepping up. This is in honor of Tara Brower. And Kelly, tell us about how, give us all the details of what's going to happen here on Wednesday.
Well, it happens this Wednesday. It's from 1 to 7, and it's at the 4-H grounds, and we're going to have a blood drive.
And basically, all you got to do is sign up for the remaining spots if you haven't already signed up. I'm trying to remember how long you have to wait in between days. You guys know that off the top of your head?
It depends if you've done Power Red or just a traditional blood donation. So I think it's 90, but don't hold me to that. I don't know. If you registered through the program, that it will tell you if you're eligible to donate again.
There you go. So really, probably the easiest way at this point, call you at the extension office. Is that what you would like them to do?
They certainly can do that, or they can go to redcrossblood.org. And if they already have an account established, they can register there.
There's something new with these blood drives, too. It actually shows if you've had the coronavirus before. That's kind of a neat thing, too, isn't it?
That is neat. That is pretty cool.
If you want to do your part, give the gift of life, you can do that this Wednesday. 4-H exhibit building out at Eastside Park. We're doing this for Tara because Tara continues her fight. Either one of you can take this with an update on Tara. Have you talked to her lately?
She just recently had a post that she is getting ready to do some more testing, and she's starting to feel a little bit better from a surgery she had, but she is still on her way getting treatment.
And she's, of course, required a lot of blood
this
process.
I believe 40-some units. And so this is certainly not just about her, and she will be the first one to say that. It's about giving back to individuals, not just locally, but across the United States.
Yeah, because the need is always there. And after the pandemic last year, we know what the shortages are out there. The shelf life, too, it doesn't last forever. So the constant need is always going to be there. Please do your part. Give the gift of life. We added 20 more spots, a lot of those are already filled. Bottom line, we're not going to turn anybody away, right?
We're going to start a waiting list. I don't know how that'll work, but if you do get on the line and have issues or with time frame, call the office at 254-8668, and we'll see what we can work out for you.
It's this Wednesday. It's going to be a busy day out of the Forge Exhibit Building out at Eastside Park, and it's great that you're having it at this building because Tara has had a lot of been a big part of the improvements that are going on out there.
She certainly has. She's the chairman of the fundraising committee, and she's still working from Texas. We get emails from her, and she's staying in touch, and the improvements are quite visible, and they're still ongoing.
What a deal. Well, again, community coming together. We're we're going to give blood this Wednesday in honor of Tara Brower, 4-H Exhibit Building out at Eastside Park in Washington, 1 to 7 p.m. Anything else we need to throw in this morning, ladies?
I would like to say I just downloaded the app and used my phone to sign up, and that's what worked for me. I really like just having the app.
There you go. That's another option.
Yeah.
So, they're making it as easy as possible, and then you can do the rapid thing online. You fill out your form, right?
Yeah. Yes.
And then you're going to be right in and out.
If you've registered, I believe it's sometime yesterday, you got an email reminder, and so you need to go online and confirm that you plan to be there. So check your email if you've already registered.
There you go. Well, make it happen this Wednesday. Let's fill up those final spots, 1 to 7 p.m. 4-H Exhibit Building out at Eastside Park at Washington American Red Cross Blood Drive in honor of Tara Brower. So be sure to do your part. Give the gift of life. Ladies, thank you so much for sharing some time with us on Take 5 this morning.
Thank you for the opportunity.
You got it. Take 5, the service of the Legends Village on Troy Road in Washington. You'll love the living at the Legends.